Test Run, please, to do their presentation?
I think the headline is not enough time. We're not there, not because we're having difficult conversations, actually really good conversations, but we just haven't got enough time to do what we wanted to do to a stage where I feel we're ready to present it. But Fimblemati very kindly wrote up some things. So we've got system of practice here, and because we wanted to, the consultation that the Adistana Kula proposes to do through the chapter network also ties into a priority that we still want to continue with that came out of the IC meeting last year in Budger, which was about ethics, the order's practice of ethics. And what the headline was, you know, about this journey moving from effective to real, going for refuge. And in there is also a support and emphasis of chapters. So we want to do this consultation through the chapter network. There's a whole another area here which we haven't fully written up as a priority yet, but it comes around intensity. So we want to say what that means, what the priority that's come out of this meeting more generally. We haven't yet described what that means for the order strand yet, but it's important, especially in two of the regions, in India and Latin America, but they'll have implications for all of them, but we just don't have a worked out priority for that yet. Yeah.
Do you want me to do that one?
Sorry?
Was I going to do that one?
Do you want to just say what it is? Yeah, fantastic.
Go ahead. So, basically, we hear the meeting and that there's a need for perhaps the order to understand order dana and contribute to order dana more, so we're really behind that. We feel there's some work to do to actually really communicate how order dana contributes to the tree ratna economy. So we'd like to be able to do that work so the order understands more fully what it's giving to and for. So then we can communicate our vision as to why people would give more order dana, and we want to be able to support more central institutions, including Dhamma Chakra. We'd like to be able to give more to that and help the order to understand it. So I imagine we'll be taking this forward with Tri Ratna Trust and the Order Office and the Order Convening Network. But my name's just been put beside it. So.
I'll talk to you later.
Fantastic. And we will be talking about it in the Tri Ratna Trust meeting on Tuesday. So we'll be beginning that. I think that's all for that.
Yeah. So if we were able to increase the amount of order dana, so as RHI said, two significant things came up of where we would like to put the money. So one of them would be central institutions, including Dharma Chakra, Buddhist Central Online. And the other one would be to consider funding a third order convener, but it's, that would particularly take on something that you might call a remit of care and conduct, or care and harmony in the order. And this has come up in a number of different places, including the work that some of us are involved in on the Ethics Kula recently. In fact, Maitri Sara wrote a suggestion that looked a bit like this. And what one way of thinking about this is the order conduct that sits beneath serious safeguarding, but above unable to sort it out in the chapter or local level. Yeah, there's quite a big gap there, which could mean some training and support. It could mean a fact-finding role. It could be involving the restorative process, the order mediation network, a whole bunch of things. Yeah, basically helping to create that culture, a bit like that Damarati was describing, the culture of harmony, where things get resolved as quickly as they can when they arise and not left festering for years and years. So this Arya Jara and I in particular like this idea, because if we actually logged how much of our work currently is in this area, it's actually a lot where, you know, there's a lot of work that goes in, as well as other college members as well. So having someone, it might be someone who has a good understanding of the order, is not necessarily a college member, by the way, but anyway, has a good understanding of the order also, but has some kind of professional training in this area. So we could work with that person very closely, and they could be a bit of an order resource. Yeah, so we haven't, again, this is, we haven't sort of completely worked out what that might look like or anything yet, but that's just taking forward that as an idea we put down as a priority. Yeah?
Can I just clarify something with the question? So will you and RHI take that forward as an idea?
We could just put down the, you won't like this, it's too general, but the we'll take it forward, yeah, RHI, myself, and the area conveners. I think we'll all take it forward. I'll put initials. Okay.
Thank you. Is there any questions for the order, Strand?
Yeah, I think whether you have discussed it fully or not, I don't know, but I would like to know the order consultation on ethics through chapters. How do you are going to do it?
What we want to do is, it's both a consultation, which the request from the Adistana Kulu is, can we use the chapter network in order to do the similar exercise that we did 2 days ago about the Adistana Kulu? It might not be quite so relevant to India, because that work isn't quite so well known. But there's a second thing, which is also just providing some resources to chapters in their ethical practice, and also asking a question to chapters or to the order, are there things which have not been resolved, either things that have happened to you and you might need some help and support with, and what is that, or some things that you feel you still haven't fully acknowledged or confessed to, and do you need some help with that? So that bit is not, that second piece is not to be fed back to us necessarily. It's just like, what needs to happen, you know, are there things that you still need to say that you haven't been able to fully resolve? Yes,
I'm just thinking about this, the idea of the third order convener, which it might be a great idea, but also my way, it's the first time I've heard of it here. I guess, is this something, would this come back to the International Council, that idea?
And not necessarily. I mean, it probably has to go to the college because often that work that's beneath safeguarding but above what can be resolved locally, that often has implications that come under the college's remit. So I think it needs to go there. I don't know whether it should come to the International Council again. I don't know.
When I heard about increase order Dana, my heart leapt up, and then I suddenly thought, oh, now we've sort of spent it already without discussing. If we went through with that idea without discussing it as an International Council, I mean, that might be a great idea, this third order convener, but there might be other great ideas for that money. That is what I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Could
I say, I don't think it's just a great idea, I think it's a real necessity. It's something new. You know, so many of us are spending so much time dealing with these ethical matters. We've really got to find a way of having some other help with that. And I think this could be a very, very good way of filling that gap.
So there are two. When we said here this tree retina economy thing, we did say those two things that we think we would suggest. That if we were able to raise more order Dana, we would like to put it in. One is to support central institutions, and we particularly had in mind Dharma Chakra, but it might not be limited to that. And the other one was, you know, to support this work here. So, I mean, you're suggesting, can that be a bigger conversation? What do you think?
Can I make a suggestion? Mm-hmm. If obviously, it has to be an older office initiative, but if you did want to talk about applications and other strands, the steering group's job is to have continuity between the meetings. So if a three-strand conversation would be helpful, that would be a context where you could do it.
Yeah, and how would we know that we were actually sort of taking into account people who might have concern? Like, Subhadramati, we know because you've just asked the question now.
She should talk to the chair in depth of the college.
But how would other people, like, do we just say, like, so if you would like to have some input into this, you input through your whoever it is on the steering group that you have a line of communication into? Is that how you would frame it? Would that answer your question?
Yeah. I think so. It's an, I know, kind of a whole discussion. It's not so much concerns about the role, but it's like, I bet there's about six people in this room that could argue as strongly as Sada Loken as this thing is a definite, the no-brainer thing to spend some any extra money we've got, you know. So it's, that's more my concern. If we do generate the extra money, how do we have a joined-up conversation on what we spend it on, you know? Which then it might be this. But who? I just don't know what other things people think. Well, this is, if we had any extra money, we should definitely do this with it.
Well, mm-hmm. I think this is part of the thing. We haven't had enough time. It was literally like just an idea, pretty much, without really fleshing out. It's just really, we put it forward as a priority to explore it a bit further, what that might look like, to draw up a proper proposal, which will then go through the... I know what we're trying to do is work out what the channels are of communication to sort that out, but I think that's probably part of the drawing up the proposal of who does it then go back to for consultation.
Just, I think there's two different things happening here, because one is how we raise more money and then what we do with that money, and the other angle on it is what needs to happen, and there's probably different things that need to happen. Mm-hmm. And I suppose I am aware that this has been brewing, so it's come up here for the first time. But I think there is a sense that although our safeguarding is being done very, very well, there's another huge area which a lot of us are finding very, very difficult to manage. So I think there's also a sense, you know, a wish of somehow or other, regardless of order time, sort of separate from that, I think there's a wish to find, work out how we need to, what we need to do to actually be able to handle ethics in our order. So they've got a bit muddled up, you know, they're a little bit joined up here. Because I think there's two separate things.
And maybe by being able to look a bit more fully at the, you know, kind of order data in relation to the tree rattler economy, we can get more clear on that.
Okay, can Tamarati?
It's a question, actually. And maybe again, it's to ask the order conveners to talk about more widely, but I can really see it's a job that needs done. I've just got a question if structurally you want another order convener, or if this would be a kind of, as it were, a staff position answerable to the order conveners. I quite like the clarity of two international order conveners. So great to do the job. What would be the best structure?
And that's the first question, Matthew.
Well, I just wondered if the conversations inform each other, and that added as a subhead into our college priorities under that ethics bit, then we need to put on our college priorities. Is this part of it, that there's too much work to be done?
Goes under completing the work of the ethics.
Yeah, okay, so maybe it needs to explicitly go on that, because that's the first time I heard, I'm a college member, and it's the first time I heard explicitly that that's, you know, that work's needed. Then I've become more convinced of what we spend the money on. So maybe we could just put that on the another one of the subheadings.
I'm just trying to understand that point. So, because we say raise more order dharma, so I've got ideas about how I think order dharma should be spent, so that when we already flesh this out, you're just like, oh, hold on a moment, that's a step too quick. You've got some ways. So if we even hadn't laid this out, would you have liked to have come to us and go, I've got some great ideas for how I think you should be spending order dharma?
Maybe not personally, but I'd like that to be a discussion in the International Council about in some body, you know, and then, you know, you've got so much money, what is the best thing to spend it on? And then if you need, then you might need to get more money. Then when you get more money somehow, if there's another thing that's equally important. It's just that. It's just how.
Yeah.
It's just trying. I was thinking this is the body that joins all that up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, is it okay to close it there?
In a way, I was partly re-emphasising what Damarata said. I think the strands are responsible for the strands, and that Order Dana is the responsibility of the Order Conveners and Order Trustees, Order Office Trustees. So I think it's reasonable that you come up with ways that you think you'd like to spend that Order Dana. And I take the point that joined up conversations, no bad idea, but maybe as Damarata said, the steering group's a more manageable place to have those kind of dialogues.
It's just off the top of my head, I don't know about this, because I know the idea of order dharma is kind of give what you can, but there's a suggested amount. And I just wondered whether, psychically, whether it puts some people off if they can't pay the whole amount. I was almost wondering whether we could have different suggested amounts for different areas or something like that that might make it easier for...
We've had that's all comes in on
sure
the discussion.
I'm sure
we
that's something
that
thought about
touched
yeah.
on that
yeah.
yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just leave it there. I know I've been in many meetings before, and as soon as the possibility of funding becomes available, the conversation gets more interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not unexpected in a way. Anyway, thank you.